welcome to yet another edition of the Getting to Know You podcast. I am Jacob Bradley, and today I am joined by a very, very special guest, my good friend and soon to be your good friend, Alex Brooks. Alex, how are you today?
I'm doing great, Jake. Thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it. I'm really excited.
Absolutely, man. It's something that you were one of the first names that came to my mind when I wanted to start this. So I was like, we got to get Brooks in here. So, you know, it's been a while since I started this. So finally getting the time to get you in here. But why don't you tell the audience a little bit about yourself if they might not know you?
Yeah. So obviously my name's Alex Brooks, and I'm a broadcasting major here at SUNY Oswego. I'm a junior. I am a sports studies minor, and I do a lot with the media organizations, WTOP, WNYO, and just getting into the Oswegonian multimedia. I have a podcast with boy Brian Burrows.
That's right.
For the 104 Sports Report, so we're very excited about that, and that was one of my goals this going into college, was trying to get involved in everything, because getting involved in everything is just going to make your resume builder, or make your resume higher, and also it's just gonna look good. So
yeah, you completed the trifecta.
Yeah.
You gotta love it. But let's take it back to growing up. You know, where are you from exactly, and if you want to just talk about growing up there.
So I'm from Schenectady. It's right outside Albany.
Okay.
And I just grew up in a nice suburban neighborhood, pretty much just like a nice neighborhood where I can just do whatever. I'm an only child.
Okay.
And so I got a little bit of a little more benefits than a lot of other people. Just, I was spoiled by my grandparents and spoiled by my parents. But, you know, I was able to just find my way in everything, going through school and just going through a lot of things at home, just because I was by myself a lot.
Right.
And I just felt that when, you know, being by yourself is good, but sometimes you like to have someone else just to talk to or whatever besides your parents. So I think that's one of the reasons why I'm like a very social person, a very outgoing person, because I didn't have someone right there where I could just talk to, like a younger sibling, an older sibling. And it just feels like I'm more open to talk to people like they could be my siblings, you know?
Absolutely. I mean, that's always the vibe I got from you. It was very much like, you know, you're always the first one out there with ready for a handshake, or you're always, you know, there to start the conversation, or the first person greets you when you walk in the door. But let's talk a little bit about, like, you know, growing up through school. So you mentioned being an only child. Was that like your mindset of, I want to be social? Was that always something you had, or was that something you more gained towards college, or did you have that throughout your high school and even earlier days?
It was something that I would say kind of like I grew into.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't really as social as I am now. Like during growing up, I went through physical and speech therapy.
Okay.
So that was kind of like a setback a little bit, just when I was little, because, you know, I had to exit class and they were like, hey, can you go down to speech therapy? And it was like, as I grew older, it was getting a little bit more embarrassing, just because it was like, oh, like in, middle school, I would have to do it. I'm like, oh, this is not really something I want to do, but it really helped me. I mean, it just really helped me with everything that I'm doing now, just becoming a broadcaster and just becoming like a social media outlet. And then just, you know, going into like growing up, it was just, I was always used to talking with people that were like older than me, like adults. So I feel like I've gotten like very mature from that.
Okay.
Just because I'm used to talking to adults and how they work and how they analyze things. So it's just kind of helped me with that. And then just growing up in general, it's just been, it's been pretty good. There's been obviously some setbacks and everything, just with everyone. But I would say in high school, I really gained that social aspect in my sophomore year, because I was able to get with a couple of my friends, and we went and performed a talent show.
Little
rap song or something. It was kind of cool, because we got like everyone into it. So like everyone was in the audience. They were like chanting the song that we were doing, which we were like never expecting.
That's cool.
So it was something that like, it just, I was just like surprised by it. And I saw like a bunch of people were like, oh, that was so good. So good. You know, I want more of that. And I was just like, it's like, we're like sophomores in high school, and it's just kind of like people are noticing, and it just kind of made me feel like, okay, well, people are noticing this. I got to be more social, more out there just to get people to connect. Not even just like about the song or whatever we're doing. It's just like in general, it just felt more like I'm now more open to communicating with people. So
that makes sense. If you don't mind me asking, we'll circle back to that in a minute, but you mentioned going to speech therapy. You want to kind of get into that a little bit, if you don't mind?
Yeah. So when I was, I was like 5 or 6. I was going into kindergarten, and I believe my teachers were like noticing that I had like, I wasn't like saying clear, like words clearly.
Okay.
And it just seemed like my parents knew that. They just knew that growing up. They just thought like, hey, like he'll go in kindergarten, he'll learn how to say words, and it just wouldn't be as much of a problem. But it seemed like I just needed a little bit more help with my speech. So when I finally started speech therapy, I think in second grade, and then on into, I think I stopped in fifth grade, I believe. It really helped, because it was something where I needed it, because I felt like certain words I couldn't say right. I don't really remember, because it was a long time ago.
Yeah.
It's kind of just like another, like, it's kind of like a blur for me, just because it was just something that I don't really remember. I just remember being out of class and just in this like little like closet room where like they would just be like saying like, hey, say this word or say this sentence or write this sentence and say it as best you can, just like certain sounds. But yeah, it's something that, it's not like I still struggle with it, just some things where it's like if I'm trying to say like a clear sentence, it kind of gets in the way and I kind of like go blank with it. But you know, I'm way ahead of where I was back in
elementary school. This was news to me. I never knew that about you. So when you threw that on us here, I mean, you just, you know, I don't want to say you wouldn't have been able to tell, but like, I mean, you, in my opinion, you're one of our strongest guys as far as sports and everything goes at speaking clearly. Like, you know, you really, I've always, like, I remember noticing that about you when we first did our first sports anchoring together. I was like, wow, he's big on enunciation and getting the words out and really, so that, I think that puts a different perspective on it. But still, I mean, I didn't know you back then, but from hearing you now, I mean, I think you've come leaps and bounds.
I appreciate that.
Of course.
I
really appreciate that. So let's circle it back to that talent show that you mentioned. And kind of tie the two things that we just talked about together. So that was kind of almost like, would you describe that as almost you coming out of a shell?
Yeah. Oh, most definitely. I didn't really expect me to be the person I am now. And it just, that just like performing on a stage, it's just been always something that I've always wanted to do. It just finally happened, and it wasn't something where I needed to like play a part in a play or I didn't need to like do a certain script. It was just something that I wanted to do and something that I made, and I just expressed it to everyone. And I just feel like ever since then, it's just, I've always wanted to like include people in certain things with just in inviting to, you know, parties, whatever. It just was something that really helped me like come out of my shell. And then once I was with the media arts department where we would make videos, I would kind of take that aspect of like performing on a talent show, kind of bring that new me into making videos and making more content and just expressing more ideas and kind of becoming a leader in that media arts department in high school.
Yeah. So before you did this whole talent show and got into the media arts department, was broadcasting on your mind ever as something that you might've wanted to pursue as a career?
I knew I always liked like sports.
Right.
I've always known that I've just enjoyed sports from when I was like 10 years old watching the Yankees. I know we don't agree on sports teams, unfortunately, but I was watching the Yankees and then watching the Eagles the next year and just kind of getting into each sport like every single year. So like 2012, I would get interested in the Yankees, follow them. I would watch MLB Network at like 6 a.m. before school.
Right.
And then the next year I just get into the Eagles because, you know, my dad likes the Yankees and the Eagles. So I kind of just went from there. And then I kind of took another approach with basketball because my dad isn't really into basketball that much. Mm-hmm. So I was just like, oh, let's look at some teams in basketball. And I was like, oh, the Brooklyn Nets.
I didn't know that was your team.
Yeah, yeah. The Brooklyn Nets are my team. I've been through thick and thin through them.
Yeah,
but,
I was gonna say.
You know, I'm hoping they could turn it around. But that was something where, you know, I was able to get into basketball a little bit more,
right,
and then go to my first game in 2014, and it was just a great thing to get a part of. But like going back to the broadcast, I was always wanting to make sports content.
Right.
And I felt like this school just kind of was like an outlet for that.
Yeah.
And it just was something that was very, very important to me.
So that's what drew you here ultimately was this whole entire program.
Oh, definitely. I mean, I didn't know as much as like live sports with this.
Oh, yeah.
I thought it was when I came in here and like TOP and NYO, I knew like TOP was the TV station. I knew NYO was the radio station, but I never knew that like we actually put a lot of like work and time into the sports department. I felt like it was something that was kind of like overshadowed by news because you're always seeing like the news station and you don't really expect that, you know, sports be included there because I wasn't seeing the Marano Campus Center and the Perch or anything. I just was kind of like, oh, we're going to do news, but are we going to do any other things? And then when I saw that my sophomore year, because freshman year was COVID, wasn't able to do anything. But when I saw that and I saw that, Brian Redman, shout out to Brian out there, sending out the live sports Google Sheet. I was just like, oh, wow. So this is like an actual production that we do. And it's just something that I wanted to get involved with. So, yeah, it's always a dream of mine with broadcasting. I mean, I obviously want to be on air.
Right.
But, I mean, taking a back seat and kind of being producer or director is something that I'm trying to get into as well. Just kind of if something happens with on air and it doesn't really, I don't find the love for it anymore. It's just something where I could take a producer job, take a director job, a sports anchor job, whatever. Just kind of get involved with a certain organization or a certain channel that can like produce sports like 24/7.
Absolutely. No. And I think that's, you know, the fact that you're going to kind of leave those options open and not really go, okay, this is what I want to do, and this is the only thing that I want to do.
Right.
Having other options and finding other things. I mean, that's something that I discovered in here, too. When I walked in here, I was like, oh, all the way. Sports broadcaster, that's what I do the rest of my life.
Mm-hmm.
It's like I've realized I really enjoy directing. I really enjoy producing. I really enjoy writing. It's like these are things that I didn't know I enjoyed until getting in here. So, so kind of going from that transition from high school into college, right, being the only child and moving on away from home, what was that experience like for you?
It was actually a little difficult from the first year, just because it was like the first time away from home. Yeah. I mean, I'm only 2.5 hours away, so it's not too far, but it's still like a good distance where I can't just be like, oh, I'm gonna drive home for the day.
Yeah.
I actually have to be like, okay, well, I'll leave at 8 a.m. and then be there by like 11 and then stay there for the rest of the day. But I feel like it was something where my freshman year, I really was like a little homesick at times, but I was able to make friends early, which was really helpful.
Yeah.
And just kind of getting more connections and, you know, just getting my like feet wet with college.
Sure.
But it was also hard because of the pandemic.
Right.
I mean, it just was, it really just closed off a lot of things for us as freshmen. I mean, it just like nothing was going on.
No.
Nothing was going on. And I just felt like it was like, oh, is this college? And then the next year came and I was like, oh, okay. So
no,
this is what college is. It's kind of like I did an analogy where it was like, you know, when you're like playing like a video game and you have to like get all these certain points to like unlock this door or get like a key to get to the next level. It's kind of like, oh, this is the next level. We can actually go into the Marano Campus Center and look at hockey games and stuff.
Right.
It was just kind of like we're able to, you know, unlock that door and just kind of be able to see everything. So, yeah, it was a little bit of adjustment, but I felt like getting friends early and just being a social person and kind of taking my morals from high school and taking my values from high school, it really helped me just get more accustomed to college. And
right.
By like the first month, I was like, okay, I think I'm good.
So I like to ask this question a lot to different people. If you could take yourself leaving high school and where you are now, would you describe yourself as the same person, or do you think you've changed a lot?
I definitely think I've changed a lot. I was not as, like, not as confident and not as, I'm trying to think of the word here. It's like not as having someone, like having that backbone, I guess.
Yeah.
Something as a backbone.
There's Mr. Kyle looking through the window.
Mr. Spizak there.
Just to throw it off you of my great analysis.
Jeez.
But yeah, so why don't you keep elaborating on that a little bit? You mentioned kind of a little bit of a backbone.
Yeah. Yeah, so I was very, like overly sensitive person in high school.
Okay.
I really took things very personal.
Yeah.
And some aspects of it I take personally as well, you know, during TV station and everything, all the media orgs and just friends in general. I kind of take some things a little bit more personal than they need to be. But in high school, it would be something where it was just all the time. And it was something that I didn't really like about myself, just because I didn't want something being taken so personally and it would just be affecting me, like in college. It'd be affecting like the friends I make, the people I accustom with, you know. It just seems like something where from high school to college, I feel like I've just gained a backbone and just kind of like have more thicker skin.
Right.
As I would say, just there's not a lot of things that do affect me as personally. I can take more jokes than I did in high school. A lot of in high school, it was just like there were some jokes that I would take and it would be fine. But it was just as I got into college, like things are just more like more chill and just more mellow. And I'm just kind of like, all right, you know, they're just joking around and then just kind of going with the flow.
So do you think there was a moment in your life, whether that be during the transition from high school to college, or just in college or in high school even, where it was like, okay, I'm now going to take everything so personally? Was there like, it's okay if you can't put a finger on it, but because I know it's kind of a loaded question, but, you know, do you think there was a time where you said, okay, enough's enough?
Definitely last year. I mean, last year was something where I wasn't like as confident as I am now.
Mm-hmm.
There was just a lot of things that happened like last year, you know, behind the scenes of TOP, which is like just some, you know, personal things that went on, and just with like friendships and stuff and just relationships and everything. And it just kind of was like, all right, well, I'm trying to do things for me. And I felt like I was doing a lot of things for, you know, other people, just doing more things for other people than doing things for me.
Sure.
And it kind of was something where I needed to take a step back and be like, okay, well, if I'm not happy at this point, I can't make other people happy.
Right.
I can't put all my energy into other people and making other people feel good if I'm not the first priority.
Absolutely.
And I still battle that every single day because it's like I obviously want to see other people around me feel good, because then that makes me feel good.
Right.
It's just something that I've just grown with, like being an empath and everything.
Right.
So, but there, it just was last year that really just kind of put in perspective that, like, okay, I'm going to be the person I want to be. I'm going to be the one who's going to chase after what I want to do, what I want to be passionate about, and I want to surround myself with people that actually, you know, bring me up and not just people who are going to just tear me down or just trying to hold me back from where I want to be in my career.
Absolutely. I always preach it to everybody that I talk to, whether it be here on the side. You have to be your own priority. You can't be putting in more effort. And it's hard to practice what you preach. I know that from somebody like myself, where same thing, I'll always want everybody around to be feeling good, feeling happy and everything. And it can be hard sometimes to, when you're so caught up in all that, to realize, okay, how do I feel? But asking yourself those questions and saying, okay, how am I feeling today? Or waking up in the morning and going, you know what, today we're going to have a good day.
Yeah.
Or, hey, today I'm going to do this, this, and this, and I'm going to feel happy about that.
Right. It's hard.
Oh, yeah.
It's difficult. It is definitely difficult to wake up and be like, okay, this is going to be a great day. This is going to be, you know, the best day. Like, I'll go out for a workout, I'll run, I'll do whatever, yeah. trying to like clear my mind a little bit and then just chase the day. But it's like, when we get in these months of, you know, October, November, or in December, like, we have Whiteout coming up.
Right.
We have like all these big events, which are exciting. I mean, we have,
absolutely.
You know, the media summit coming up next week, and it's just something that it's just like, you know, we all have to prepare for. We mm-hmm. all have to like put in the work in it. And it's just kind of like something where we got to just get through it.
Absolutely.
I mean, there's going to be a lot of stress. There's going to be a lot of like yelling back at each other. It's something that we don't want to do, but it's
right.
just the nature of the business.
Exactly.
And it's like, it's something that's not like personal to everyone else. We just want to make the best show possible.
Yeah.
But it's just something where we got to just take a breather. I feel like a lot of this, what I've seen last year and I've seen this year, it's just like a lot of people have not like taking a breath.
Yeah.
They haven't like taken a step back and just like kind of like thinking of this, like, we're in like this little studio in W2 Pizza. I'm not trying to undermine
what
it is.
No, I know, 100%.
It's just kind of like you see all these college kids walking by and they're doing like everything like this. And obviously we take this to the highest degree of importance,
absolutely.
But you got to think back to it. It's like, okay, we're trying to learn here. We're trying to create a learning environment, trying to creates a sense of, you know, joy.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people in college don't have that like outlet where they can
right.
go. And I've said before, like TOP, NYO, the Oswegonian have just been that outlet. Have
yeah.
been that outlet for me where I'm like stressed with work and I'm just going there and I can just like direct your show and just
absolutely.
See you guys just
mess around,
slap each other with cream pies, whatever, you know. it's just something that I, you know, I can go and know that I'm gonna have a good time and
right.
just kind of just chill for a little bit.
And I, you know, I know last, and I'll ask you this question too, we kind of talk about this for a minute,
mm-hmm.
but you know, the two of us came into TOP at the same time, really.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, really the same day, if you want
yeah,
to
right
that.
Yeah,
I think you're probably, outside of like, you know, Brian and probably Mike,
yeah,
you're probably the first person that I had actually been like met,
yeah,
and first person that like, okay, I know Brooks here, like, okay, I have at least this person that I know.
Exactly.
And but being in those positions and coming in and meeting everybody and then being in the position that we are now, where okay, now we're the leaders, it's our turn to kind of
mm-hmm.
make everybody feel the same way we felt when we first walked in there.
Yeah.
So what has that experience been like for you, kind of watching everybody, like all the new faces show up and watch them the most part look like they're having a lot of fun? Like, how's that made you feel on a personal level?
Oh, I mean, it's rewarding. It's
right.
the most rewarding thing like I've ever experienced. It's just, it's something where people can come in here and they can feel like welcomed. I mean, there was an instance where one of the students who was doing news, he was not really feeling the best and he was like, hey, I got a lot of work to do. And me and Thomas were going out there and we were saying, hey, like, take your time, like, go, you know, go home, do your assignment. This is not something that's
right,
you know, the biggest priority. Like, it's only this week one and whatever. And I just felt like from that start, it just kind of something where it's like, I wanted to make sure that people know that we take this club seriously, but
mm-hmm.
everything that's like going on in your life, like any personal matters, any like schoolwork, that
yeah.
all comes first.
Absolutely.
All comes first. And that's the biggest thing that I want to preach, because I feel like it kind of overlaps sometimes. Like, we don't take enough time for our personal matters and our schoolwork.
Right.
And it feels like we're just caught up in everything that's going on with TOP. Obviously, we're in bigger positions than we were last year, but it's also, we're also students. We're also people who need to take care of themselves and not be people who are going to, because if, you know, if you're not going to take care of yourself, how
mm-hmm.
are you expected to make this a rewarding environment? You're
absolutely.
The stress is going to get to you and it may come off wrong in other people and other people might not be around you. It's just kind of like that domino effect.
Absolutely.
You know, you gotta pretty much take care of yourself. And that's something that, you know, we all have to work on every single day. It's not, we're not all perfect and we got to make sure to be the best people we can be and set up this club for the future.
Yeah.
And I feel like so far it's been doing well, but you know, I'm never satisfied. Like,
yeah.
I'm never someone who's satisfied in what goes on. I feel like with like other people, I want like the goal to like make a connection with at least someone every single time I walk into that studio.
Absolutely.
If it's building a connection or it's meeting someone for the first time and just having like a casual conversation.
Yeah.
Because I feel like when you just have a casual conversation with someone, it doesn't put your ranking or whatever, like whatever hierarchy you're at, like what position you're at, it kind of just has that like secondary. It's
yeah.
like you're a student first, you're trying to get to know everyone else, you're just trying to network, just trying to get to know everyone and build a personal connection. And that's just something that I really, my number one goal is to, in this TV station.
Well, you know what, I could say this from personal experience, just, you know, from being somebody who walked into that club not in the best space last year,
mm-hmm.
and kind of, you know, really coming out of my shell a little bit, feeling more like myself,
mm-hmm.
having those people in there that are there to greet you, that are there to say hello, that don't just, you know, care, okay, here's your script, go out and read it,
right.
and that are going to actually sit down and want to know about you, that means a lot.
Yeah.
And I know, I mean, certainly, like I've said already, you were instantly, I remember what, I mean, it's one of my, if you were to give me a list of 10 names and you were on there, I was like, okay, name the first time you met this person. I probably wouldn't be able to do any, but I could definitely name yours because I was walking in with my, I think I might only have like a polo shirt on because I didn't know what we were
yeah,
doing.
Right.
I get in there and you're like, you Jacob? I'm like, yeah. And then you said who you were. And I'd seen you around because we lived in the same dorm.
Yeah.
So I had
yeah.
seen you before.
Exactly,
and I'd seen your face and I knew, I just never put a name to a face, but I've seen you.
Right.
And sure enough, you were there. You shook my hand and you were talking to me about whatever. And you might have just been talking sports and just having those types of conversations and building that up.
Right.
And yeah, so, I mean, I was very grateful for that. And I'm, you know, I don't think I have to thank you for it, but I will because,
right.
you know, I that's, you know, you being that type of person that's always trying to, you know, make everybody feel comfortable and bring everybody in and make sure that they're in there. To not just go in once, but to go in and feel like this is a connection that they have with people
right.
is so important. And is especially from coming from somebody who deals with human resources for the club.
Yeah.
It is so helpful to have people like you around that are going
right.
to always be there to pick people up when they're down and elevate people when they're up.
Yeah.
Is so important. So just know that, you know, everything that you've done so far, even in the short time that it's been only in the year,
right.
it's really, really been an impact. So
no, I appreciate it.
Absolutely.
And I can say the same for you. I mean, you're someone who I met on the first day as well.
Yeah.
Like just kind of trying to get, you know, just a connection with anyone. It's just, I was just like, hey, what's up? You know,
yeah.
and just kind of going through that and just kind of trying to have just a friend there.
Right.
Just like one of the first friends there. And I can say from that time to this time, it's like we both had like, obviously different journeys and everything that we do, but we're also just trying to build
yeah.
each other up.
And absolutely.
That's been the biggest thing. Like sometimes, obviously there's things that, you know, we got to take more seriously than whatever, but it's
yeah.
also something that we have that good communication with each other to say like, okay, you know, I can trust Jacob on doing this. And then I'm guessing same for you. You
absolutely.
Could be like, hey, I trust Brooks doing this. And it's just kind of like that, constant communication, that constant transparency has been really helpful.
When I tell you that when you texted me back in the summer asking me about a position in my board, my whole entire mood lit up. I was like, yes, because honestly, I was like, okay, I'm going to have Melinda, then I don't know how it's going to
yeah.
And then once you were like, I'm interested, I'm like, you don't even have to do the interview, you guys. I'm like, you were like, explain this to me, what the job is. And I was literally like, dude, just do a PowerPoint, show up on time. And it's yours.
I don't think I even did a PowerPoint. You're just
yeah.
like, all right, just
yeah.
gonna show up, interview with Merrick. And
I remember
like, all
me
right.
and Merrick. So you hung up, and me and Merrick are sat there, and we're like, yeah, like they were like, what do we say? It's Brooks.
Yeah,
like,
right.
But nah. So you know, obviously, not to just reiterate my sentiments, but yeah, everything that you've done has been much appreciated. And,
yeah.
and I know even like on more of a personal note, you know, we went out and tried to look for a house. Obviously I couldn't follow through on that, but just
right.
you offering up that gesture to me
yeah.
was something that was that genuinely I couldn't put a price on. Like
yeah.
that was so special that you did that for me
yeah.
because that was, you know, I didn't think that I'd have those types of friends up here. So you doing that
right.
was meant the world. So thank you for that.
Yeah, of course. And I mean, you gotta come over one of these
times. I know. I keep missing
out.
I'll be over soon.
Yeah.
But Brooks, man, I asked you before you came in here to do the NBA character quiz. I actually remember this week. I'm like a little tired, you know, but that's okay. If you want to take it home, it's viacharacter.org. I think it's 75 questions, takes about 10, 15 minutes to do. I'll give you a list of strengths when you're done. We're going to talk about Brooks's top five here today. So, Alex, why don't you go ahead and start with what your fifth strength was?
The fifth strength was curiosity.
Okay.
Wisdom. So, it's something that I was not surprised on because I'm always just trying to, like, think of different things that I could do.
Yeah.
Just kind of get better and just curious about what I want for either my career or just anything else with it, anything. It's just
right.
Like, if I want to meet a new person or if I want to just improve something in TOP, it's just, I feel like my curiosity goes, like, a lot with that. So,
did you watch Curious George as a kid?
Yes, I did.
I love Curious George. What was your fourth?
my fourth was teamwork. And it's definitely something that has been my biggest thing with even simple as group projects.
Right.
Group projects have just been like really my saving grace, I feel. Because
okay.
It's like I like to do things by myself, but it's like if there's like a big project and it's like, oh, you can work in groups with it, I'm like, I do not hesitate. Because it's like, it's not like something where I'm not confident in myself that I could do it by myself, but it's
yeah.
Like, oh, like if I'm like struggling in this class or I'm like struggling to think of what I want to do for this project and just bounce ideas off of like whoever.
Yeah.
And it's just, it helps to just be like team, like being a team and everything.
Okay.
And it's also something in, you know, TOP. I know
yeah.
I reference TOP a lot just
that's
because
fair,
it's a, you know, it's a big thing of my
that's,
college life.
That's
so
totally fair.
It's just something where we can like bounce ideas, like even in
absolutely.
HR, like
yeah.
It's something where if I have events that I want to do, I can just be like, hey, Jake,
yeah,
let's do it.
100%.
Also with Mel and anyone.
Right.
Anyone.
Exactly.
Anyone in TOP. But number three was fairness.
Okay.
I feel that I am very like fair with people who I communicate with. I feel that I treat everyone with the same respect. It doesn't matter if they've wronged me or they've just pissed me off. It just seems like with something where I'll extend my hand and I'll be like, hey, do you need anything? Do you need anything from me? Do you need anything in general? It's just kind of something where it's like, and it's even like if people are like, if people don't like a certain person, like in a club or organization or whatever, they do, or someone has set up like a bad like reputation in wherever, I still do not care. Like,
right.
I don't care who you are. I don't care if you're someone who bring toxic values. I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel that even if it seems on the outside that they're being toxic, they could be fighting a lot inside.
That's very true.
They could be fighting a lot of different demons inside, and that's something where obviously I don't need to know about it, but
right.
It's also something where I don't want to leave them in the dark.
It's not judging a book by its cover.
Exactly.
What was your second strength?
Second strength was humor.
I'm surprised.
I feel like I always want to like lighten the mood a little bit with
mm-hmm.
everything that, you know, I do in TOP and just in general.
Yeah.
Like I, even when I like go, I go and hang out with my friends, I always just try to crack a joke.
Yeah.
It's always just something that's just on my mind and always something that I just want to like lighten the tension or any like boost any mood. It's just something that is very important to me.
Right.
And just being able to just be that funny guy and just kind of expressing, you know, everything that's just to build people's moods up. Really
you do
hard.
A good job. So.
I appreciate it.
Of course. What was your, what's your top strength?
I don't think this is a surprise, but kindness.
Yeah.
Yeah. It says right here, doing favors and good deeds for others, helping them, taking care of them. And that was just my number one thing growing up from
mm-hmm.
my parents. I mean, my parents have gone through a lot with their, you know, personal lives, and it just felt like they were able to teach me just the number one thing is kindness and just
yeah.
treating other people the way you want to be treated. I know it's the golden rule and everyone says that, but it is true.
Yeah.
Like just treating people like fairly and everything like that, and just kind of being that person that people can go to. Person that people can go to and just kind of discuss anything with and just be someone who's not going to be closed off, just someone who can just be that voice for others.
Yeah.
Be that voice for others and be that person who can help out anyone in any situation, even if I'm not the, you know, person who has researched everything
right.
on what they have done. Like, if I'm not the most knowledgeable, I'll still do my best, or I will give my effort into giving them someone who does know
yeah.
everything. So that was one of the biggest things that I wanted to do. And that's also something with HR. I really wanted to get involved with that because
yeah.
it was something that I want to change things around here. And I want to also build on what happened last year. Just
Absolutely.
Build on what we have in this club and just trying to make it a better environment.
Absolutely. Well, you're doing a damn good job. What I could say for myself.
You as well, Jake.
As the man that's quote-unquote signs your paychecks, you're doing a pretty good job. But Brooks, I think you might have set a record for the most obvious top five that we've had so far. I don't think I could have picked five better words to describe you. But once again, man, thanks for coming on today. And just thanks for everything.
Of course, thanks
for
having me.
I'm glad. Usually I interview the seniors, and then I'm like, okay, I got to say goodbye to these people in like 2 months, but with you, hopefully I get you for another year and a half.
Yeah, right.
So, you bet I'll cherish that time. Thanks for coming on, Brooks.
Of
if you
course.
Have any last things you want to say or whatever, feel free.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely thank you for bringing this on this podcast. I know I've listened to a good amount of these podcasts,
and it's
just like, I'm just like, oh, this is just interesting to know more about people. And then also I was just like, oh, I can't wait for when I get on here and just kind of express everything and just kind of be someone who can, you know, be myself,
Absolutely.
Be myself, because I feel like people will be able to get to know me a little bit more just in this little podcast. And then they can, you know, just be able to go up to me if they don't even know me. It doesn't really matter. It's just something where people get to know me a little bit more. So I would just say, everyone that's listening, I'm always here. I'm always someone who people can go to. It doesn't matter about anything. It's just I'm someone who wants to preach kindness and preach that people can come up to me and with any problem, anything that they have. So I appreciate you, Jake, for
absolutely,
as well as giving me an opportunity to talk on this podcast. It's been really, I was really looking forward to it. So
I could tell, man, anytime. You don't have to thank me at all. And I can echo every single sentiment that he said, that this dude is one of the best people to talk to when it comes to those things, because he's always there for you, and he truly does practice what he preaches. But that'll do it for this episode here today. Thank you for joining in once again. Make sure to stay on top of some of the social medias to keep an update on when the next episode will be coming out, because I've been slacking as of late. That's okay. We'll get more on. It's fine. But Brooks, thanks for coming on, my man. And as for me, I've been Jacob Bradley, and we'll see y'all very, very soon.